This is KCUR 89.3. Each week we bring you StoryCorps interviews recorded here in Kansas City. John Mendoza was born and raised in Topeka. Eventually he worked at NASA, but he always felt as if he had to fight for opportunities in his life. When he sat down with his daughter, Valerie M. Mendoza, he reflected on how he found himself leading a Kansas Chicano movement and the sacrifices he made.
I always wanted to be a fighter pilot. Because of movies and other things, space programs. I used to like to watch all the outer space movies.
And so that's one of the reasons you majored in physics?
Yeah, initially in high school, some teachers would try to track you into vocational ed. But when I signed up for classes, I signed up for the math and science. And in class, I used to sit in the back and hide behind the kid in front of me so they wouldn't call me, and I didn't want to look stupid or dumb or anything. And I ended up getting into a college track. So I was studying at Washburn to get accredited. And I saw in the paper that these students were having a meeting to form an organization of Latino students. So out of curiosity, partly, and secondarily of concern, I went to the meeting and ended up becoming the first president. The whole point being that I have to do something, otherwise my children, you and whoever else, and as well as everybody else's kids, I had a responsibility to call attention to the fact that we've not made any progress, that giving up our identity, our language, our customs and traditions, becoming acculturated to the dominant culture, sacrificing all of that did not put us any closer to full citizenship. I saw where we were, Latinos and Mexicans at that point in time, where we were and what needed to get done. And it was daunting. It was scary because it meant sacrificing a lot. I didn't want the responsibility. But I told myself, but there's no one else. All these other guys were married with kids, more kids than I just had you at the time.
What is one of the major accomplishments?
Making the powers that be more aware. We took on the city council, the mayor. We called them out at meetings and demonstrated. We all wore army jackets because practically everybody was a veteran. And forcing others to take up leadership. At the time, we had Father Ramon Gaitan from the church establishing El Centro.
What this makes me think of is how much impact you had on so many people. Even years later, the ripple effect of all that stuff has a profound effect on.
Yeah, I try not to think about it. When I do, I feel like the soldier in combat. It sends shudders up and down my spine. I don't want to think about us crushing the American GI Forum Convention with police all around us ready to arrest us. And other similar situations confronting the Archbishop in Kansas City about their lack of involvement. It was taking too much of a toll. I ended up giving them my PhD work. But I still had this master's program, and it was my way out of the responsibility that the community needed, the leadership it needed. And I did that for the major reason because everybody was thinking, I felt, oh, we got a problem. Let's talk to John. He can do it. And everybody was relying on me, and I didn't think that was right.
Well, you've had a big impact on me. Thank you. I enjoy talking to you.
Yeah, some things I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want to discourage you from what you're doing, the things you might have to run into.
That was John Mendoza and his daughter, Dr. Valerie M. Mendoza, who got her own PhD in honor of her father. This story was produced by KCUR's Matthew Long Middleton and recorded by StoryCorps.